Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, TNT Denar. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
Let's go.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT. Super fantastic family. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, June 24, 2020. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
lose Tony?
Good morning, TNT. All right. How you guys doing? I was almost asleep, to tell you the truth. Man, I was going to sleep. Because I talked to Ray this morning. I'm just starting with this guy because I really was thinking maybe we did a good job. He told me he got one donation yesterday and one today. And I said, well, I guess we're done. So I guess we're done because we must have did a good job and we're close enough. I was actually going to sleep, to tell you the truth. When you called me, I was going to sleep. I was like, let me go to sleep. Anyway, let's get the day started. Wide Awake Wednesday. Oh, I know what happened. Kish sent me a text, and all you guys can tell me. You know what she told me? She said, hey, I'm not going to be on the call because I'm going to sleep. Okay. Okay, then. I guess we are. Let me make sure that's what she said. It was something like that. Let me see. Oh, yeah. I'll probably be asleep during the call. That's right. See, that's where that came from. All right. So,
she would never send me anything like that.
Who, Tish?
Her or nobody else.
Oh.
Tell me they probably going to be asleep during the 1 o'clock call.
So I guess we're done then. See, let's all go to sleep. All right.
All right.
Let's see what happens.
All right. No updates went out. So it's been
all right.
Quiet to a degree.
So got to be some exciting news that somebody wants to talk about. So I'm sure there are some questions because there's a couple articles out there that I know Chicago will get to, CIA. So let me give you guys the subject. They had a meeting yesterday. They came to an agreement. They decided to do something effective the 1st of July. It's going to last for 60 days so that they can do something else the 1st of July. Kurdistan made an announcement that they're going to make some changes effective the 2nd of July. And let's see if you guys can figure out what all that is because it's all good news. Oh, and probably what all you guys are – really clamoring and excited about because I didn't send out the link this morning, but there's conversations all over about the fact that the ZIM has a new exchange rate for the ZWL. What that means for us, we'll wait and see, but it's just exciting that they now are doing the auctions effection today and they have a new international exchange rate. So, a lot of news out there. So, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. Papa Bear starts us off with status of the cap on the Vietnamese dong at $50 million for the contract rate. Status has not changed. We've not received any contradictory information.
Nope.
Okay. Wynn says, can an LLC be set up after the exchange? Would that be a possible way to protect funds and principal moving all or some into the LLC, thus a way to control everything and own nothing? Okay, yeah, you can set it up after the exchange, and it would provide those things you're looking for. It says, if so, would a wealth manager or an attorney help with it? I don't know anything about wealth managers helping people get LLCs, but what say you, Tony?
I see, it sound like great questions to me, but anyway, yes, an attorney can help you put an LLC together. Wealth managers don't necessarily do that, and their expertise is investing your money. They could do investments and money with your LLC as you put it together, but I don't think they particularly get involved in setting it up for you. So, attorney is a good place to start. If you don't know anything
also,
about setting up,
Let's point out, an LLC is a limited liability company. And I know a lot of you are planning on not engaging in any type of business activity once you get filthy, stinking rich. You just want to live off the interest. So something to think about when we start grabbing all these different entity structures, LLCs and S-Corps. And, you know, business tools are for business applications, just to keep that in mind. All right. That was Wind. Peachy 5 says, I watched the Dirty Money episode on Guardians and would like to know, is there anything a person can do to keep this from happening to them? Sure, don't own anything. That's the first thing to look at, because those are the only people they're going after, folks that own stuff, so they can take it from them. So if you didn't have any other reason to be dealing with entities, whether it's trusts or corporations or whatever, that should be an eye-opener right there. Yes, Tony?
Okay, so I want to say that. But guys, even with that, and ask your attorney, because I'm not an attorney, but even corporations or companies, and you're the CEO or the largest shareholder, your family can still try to take that away from you, using your mentality, your age, a host of things. What they can't take from you is a trust. Okay, good.
All right, Sure
and again,
K.
Ask an attorney. Go ahead.
Sure K says, which ZIM note revalued if it was not the bond note? Okay, you addressed that, ZWL. Okay. Gar Bear says, I have a friend who just recently bought a couple million dong, but has negotiating skills. Is a couple million enough to be able to negotiate? If it is, would you recommend giving a power of attorney to someone you trust to handle the transaction for you? She lost her husband, and he used to handle the financial end of things. Any other suggestions?
Okay, I don't think they are negotiating with a couple million dong, because theoretically that's going to be 47 cents, less than $1 million. There's no need for them to negotiate with money they think you're going to spend in the next 90 to 180 days anyway. So I don't think that's going to happen, guys, based on what this one bank said and who they're going to give it to. But as this really, really, really smart guy I know always says, nothing beats a failure but a try. So try it anyway. Yeah. I'm not signing my money over to anybody, power of attorney, anything else, and letting anybody making life decisions for me. If I do it right, I did it. If I do it wrong, I did it. Because the last thing I want is for me to be hating you for the rest of the night because you said the wrong thing in there and look how much money you cost me. Or if I'm the one doing it, for you to be hating me because somebody said, well, I went in there with the same amount, just what I got. See, Tony, you didn't do it right. You didn't say it right. There's no way in the world, and I'm telling you from experience, okay, networking experience, life experience, you're not going to blame me for nothing. Take care of yourself. And the same thing, I'm not going to blame you for nothing, because anything I do, I'm going to be the one to do it. So I don't believe in power of attorneys, especially for that nominal amount. Go in there, make a decision. Let her go in there, do what they do. I don't think, but if you guys are watching Dirty Money, you know some people will try to take advantage of everybody. So, but I'm hoping they don't try to take advantage of it. All right, Ray, what's next?
Okay, let's see. Now, some of you may find yourself in a situation physically where you can't go and you want someone to represent you. You'll probably utilize this power of attorney, but if those who do, make sure it's a limited power of attorney. and it would be limited to only doing the transaction that you want them to do for the currency, and only going in the account that you designate for it to go into. That would be words of wisdom I would add for those who are still going to use someone in a power of attorney capacity. I would make sure it's a limited one and specify what the limits are. Okay, moving on. HJS says, where can I find the information on guardianship that a recent caller urged we read it twice? She indicated a lot of experience in this area and urged that we become properly informed. My first bet would just say the internet. Check with your state on guardianship rules, if there's any state rules pertaining to that, or I'm not sure if that's just federal all across the board. But there's things on the internet that you can read up on about guardianship. And then go back and watch that episode on Dirty Money. That's a real good eye-opener on guardianship. Anything you want to add, Tony?
Nope. You answered the question. I was going to tell them, go look at it. That's what we've been telling everybody to do. Go look at it.
Yeah, because when you watch the show and see what happens with John and Charlie, it's going to be more than what you would probably just read up on pertaining to guardianship. Because John pretty much got hoodwinked and suckered into it, or tricked into it, really. But anyway, Chicago says, will the in-country revaluation of the ZIM have an effect on the rates of the ZIM we have? Is the international... Oh, wait a minute. We'll do that question first.
Okay. I'm hoping it does. I just want to make sure, and I was waiting for my bank guy to get back to me so I could see what it is today, just to make sure.
Well, your answer is going to probably apply to this next question, too.
Okay.
The next question for the same caller, is the international rate on the Vietnamese dong 47 cents? Or $1.37, as you gave on the last call.
All right, hold on, guys. I'm getting a call real quick. Hold on, Ray. Hold on.
Okay. And while Tony's taking that call, we'll update you guys on caller Monday that I said, well, I can't. I think they're saying they had a birthday and a wedding on the same day. And lo and behold, she did reach back out to me and confirm that was the case. She got married on her birthday. 19 years that they've been happily married. And that was, I don't want to pronounce her name incorrectly, B. Boggs or B. Bags. I'll have to go back and look at it. But you guys remember from Monday's call, we had a caller that was celebrating birthday and wedding. But anyway, we have that cleared up. And it looks like Tony's trying to get some more current information pertaining to
we're there.
The ZIM stuff. Yes, sir. We're here waiting.
All right. So
two people left, but that's okay.
Two people, okay. I actually didn't ask him to correct that guy from 126 to 136, because I figured we'll find out when we find out, no big deal. And
what's
actually
that?
This morning,
what are you referring to?
I did send a message for the rate for the ZIM. Isn't that what they asked?
Oh, they were asking if the,
or the dong
reval of the ZIM affect the ZIM we have, and then the dong was 47 cents or $1.37. Because you gave 137 the other day.
Didn't we give 126 before that? Was that not the dawn?
I don't recall hearing 126. But anyway.
All right. Let me look it up. I got to go all the way back and look this up so I can look and see what he said, so I know what I said. This is what I can tell you about the dawn. It's supposed to be 47 cents to $2.20 at the contract rate. And for some reason, he said he would do $8 on most of it. What day was it? Last Friday? Last Wednesday? When did I see it? I'm trying to find
Monday.
What he sent me.
Monday. It was Monday you whipped out the $1.37, but he said he's not sure if that's permanent or not.
Mm-hmm. I think he might have made a mistake and just hit the wrong number. Oh, here we go. Let me see. He said, I can tell you the dong has a rate right now of 137. Yeah, I said a 47 cent. No, I've not gotten an update on that. Hopefully he'll call us before we finish this call. I did send him a text message, though. All right, what's next?
Okay. What is this? TJWY. There was a glare on my screen. TJWY157 says, my question is, should we be converting our real to dong?
Well, I don't know.
It was mentioned. Okay. Yeah, it was mentioned that dong might come out at a higher rate, and I have moved all my currency to real from dong. Okay.
So you moved your currency from dong to real, is what they're saying, and now they want to know should they move it back.
Right. But really, it's not to real, it was to rupiah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure because I know what the strategy was. They just used the wrong currency in the question. People, you have to do your own math and let the numbers. If the 137 holds out to be true, we had a member that did the math yesterday when we were on open mic later, and it came out that the 137 would yield better than the $1.86 on the rupiah because of the volume of what you would get. But you all have to just do your own math and do your calculations. So if the 137 is a permanent number, then most folks probably would make that shift before it's too late. But that's one of those do your math deals.
Well, I
folks
can
that
tell
are
you
caught up in something electronic and see they can't do anything with else but go with whatever shows up on the rate. You can't negotiate, you can't get a contract rate for folks that are holding it electronically. So that's why it's a
different strategy.
Yeah, and I
don't know if I would take that chance anyway, based on something that just came up or was just said when everything mm-hmm. else has a history of those numbers being that throughout the process. So, all right. What's
right.
Next?
Min Thin says, if we don't see the budget opened by the end of the month, in my opinion, the next issue will be corruption. I have not seen any articles or commentary on that issue for weeks. I don't feel it has been fully dealt with. Do you?
Okay, good question. So, this is what happened. Iraq had a meeting today. They passed their financial laws. They're borrowing $5 billion from the IMF. They're borrowing $15 trillion from internal sources. It's to pay the salaries and dues for the months of June and July. It also gives them a 60-day window, or maybe July and August. It gives them a 60-day window to implement the reforms that they say they're going to implement, which a lot are effective the 1st of July. The reforms are, and the process is, to use this money to make payments with. They initiate the reforms, grow the money over 2-month period of time so they won't have to borrow for that third month. during that 2 month period of time, and they start with the factories, with the jobs, with everything that's going to take a period of time for their start. They're also changing what's happening at the borders and eliminating a lot of the corruption, because you're not just going to eliminate all the corruption overnight. But this is allowing them to start that, and they know that's a big part of the problem, but they have to initiate the reforms to do it. But they have to survive while doing that. It's no different than me and you saying, hey, I got a little bit of money to start a business that'll make me a lot of money, but how do I survive in between time? Well, I borrow some money to eat and drink with and buy some clothes for 2 months or the time that I think it's going to take me to actually start making the money. Now, I'm borrowing it for a short period of time so it doesn't put me in debt and ruin my business or have me paying debt for the next 4 or 5 years. That's what they're doing. They're saying, let's borrow it just for this time to give us time to enact the reforms. Let it run for 2 months. Let's see what happens. Let's get people jobs started. Let's move money in the right directions. Everybody can see we're doing the right thing. So that's the plan, what they've been trying to put out, what they voted on yesterday. 168 members of parliament approved it. Curtis Sanders announced they're making their changes effective the 2nd of July. Baghdad, all their changes the 1st of July. The reforms are being kicked in. 60 days to do it. You're not hearing about the corruption. Everybody knows it's there. But they also know these new laws, rules, and the reforms eliminate a lot of the corruption. All right, what's next?
Okay, Pilot Jim says, when calling the exchange center, how is the bank involved?
The bank is the exchange center. Those are banks you're dealing with, the exchange center. They set up the locations. Those are bankers. Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, and a bunch of others. That's who the exchange centers are. Okay?
All right. Hot Rod 49 says, will currencies that we hold electronically automatically be converted, or will we have to exchange it?
I don't know who you hold electronically. Go ahead.
Well, some folks have Walker bank accounts, so they're holding dinar electronically because they have it on deposit at those banks. And when the reval happens, you're going to still hold the same amount of currency. It's just going to have a different purchasing power. And when you switch it over into your U.S. accounts, then you'll see it. But what we call the exchange is going to happen automatically for any currency that you already have in a bank depository. The value just is going to change. You still have the same amount of currency.
Okay. The exchange process, a part of it, won't happen until you initiate it, though. It's not going to be automatic. The value is going to be automatic, but
you're
not going to see any change. I'm going to look there. I'm still going to have the same million dinars that I had before. Until I actually say convert it to U.S. dollars, that's when I'll see the change. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Susanna C. says, if $1.37 dong holds, will the contract rate be higher than $2.20?
I would suspect that it would if it holds. I don't know that it will, but it could still be 220. It's still a good deal, but I would think that it would go higher.
All right. Somebody asked, is it possible to ask what is your opinion of a cashless society? And how will it work? And how will that affect us? That's a good question.
Oh, man. Somebody asked me that 2 days ago, I think, and asked me, was it real? Is it really going to happen? So this is what I can tell you guys. They're trying to do it in Iraq right now, right? And they're having success with it by removing the money. So all a cashless society is going to do, and it's mainly for the government, and the powers to be, is give them total control, but make every cash transaction transparent, because it's going to be recorded somewhere. It's not hand-to-hand, being card or that. It makes them easier to weed out corruption. It makes them easier to track you, where you are, where you're going, what you've been, because there's a record of everything. It makes them easier for governments, easier to shut down society if they have to by the flip of a switch, just turning off all the electronics. And they can shut us down, all our accounts, everything else. But here's the biggest thing. It makes them impossible if we're in a cashless society to go broke, because they never have to print dollars. There's no limit to the dollars. They never have to have a Fort Knox, a vault, or anything to back the dollars up, because there's no movement of dollars. It's just digits on a screen. They can always change the value instantly. And the whole crux of the thing is to have a global society with 7 different currencies, but they're all electronic, interchangeable, ease of money. So, yeah, will it happen? Yeah, absolutely. One day, I mean, that's where we're going. Everybody has bank cards, debit cards. You know, you're sitting on your computer, you're wiring money back and forth. Now your phone does it, Facebook does it. I mean, Bitcoins, and everybody's coming out, and you never get the coins. It's cashless. Bitcoin is cashless. I'm not getting coins. Well, there's very few places that actually will give you a coin now, but even those are limited. But how do you know that? Cashless societies are all about control. That's what it's about. Now, they're going to tell you it's about convenience. It's about stopping all the crooks from moving money back and forth. But you know what? They got cyber crooks just like they got bank robbers. So that ain't going to do anything. They got, what do they call that, internet? The black internet, or whatever, what do they call it? I can't even remember right now. But the darknet.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's electronic, and they move money on the darknet right now. So the total reason can't be to stop corruption, because that's not going to do it. But it will give them greater control over what we do, when we do, and how we do it, and give them the ability, again, to just flip a switch at any point to stop whatever you're doing. All right? Go ahead. I know somebody wanted me to be positive, but there's not a whole lot of positivity in that. Oh, she said the black web. No, it's the dark web, not the black web. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I just hope it never comes to pass, at least for 40 years, because I plan on living that many more years.
Okay, then.
Yeah. I never see it in my lifetime. Not a full cast of society, because I know what that's going to mean. But it's okay where we are right now. But we still have the capability to walk around with some dead presidents in our pocket. All right, let's talk live to some members. 714 area code, you are on.
Wow. At first this time instead of being down in the cave. Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon,
hey,
sir.
How are you?
I am fantastic on this wonderful Wacky Wednesday, Hump Day. So on the cashless society, Sweden is like, there's like 80% of their transactions right now cashless, and they're trying to go fully cashless. Switzerland, Spain, Russia, Italy, France, Uruguay, Mexico, and Russia have all banned cash transactions over certain amounts. So people are trying to head that direction. And if it happens, then there's going to be a lot of local bartering going on. So you'll be able to change either your talents or your muscle or anything else you have to be able to exchange rather than cash. And that will happen everywhere. So that will.
So you're saying we're going backwards in society. If we're going back to the barter system instead of using the cashless system, even though it's easier for me to just get on my phone and pay you than for me to go haul 20 bags of wheat for you, right?
No, that will still be handled cashless, but the local situation where you don't want your transactions, anybody to know what's going on between you and your neighbor or your family member.
Oh, you mean the crooked transactions? Oh, you mean the transactions? Okay. Go ahead.
Under the table stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And, we were talking on Monday about the problems with the banks, and I have a situation that may be breaking loose in one of my situations. Hopefully that will happen. Thank you, God. One thing you can do is use a credit union, because credit unions, their members are the owners, and you don't have a stockholder issue. And the problem with the credit unions is the interest is minuscule compared to the banks, and you do not get the perks. But if you put some of your cash in there in order to make sure that it's safe, then that's not a bad thing at all. So that's one thought. And you already answered my questions on the Zim. And I did buy some more Zim since I couldn't get dong or dinar. And I was
had to buy something up.
Of course.
It's important thing. You kept buying, though. You got to buy something.
And I was noticing on eBay that the dong and the dinar have gone up, and there's hardly any dong available at all, and no larger lots of dinar. So that's a very, very good thing. So that means everybody who's holding currency, it's more valuable now than it was last month. So you should smile about that at the minimum.
Well, at the minimum, there is, I think what Ray talked about, one dealer who's offering to pay, you know, $1,000 for dinar now, which I think that even went up, to buy back your dinar. But there's another dealer a guy sent me to yesterday. He sent me the link. He said, hey, you can still buy dinar here. They'll ship it out. And I went over there, and I said, yeah, but a million dinar cost $2,000. So who wants to do that? They've doubled their price overnight.
It's going for like $1,600 to $1,800 on eBay right now. So yeah, they've gone up quite a bit all across the board. So And the dong is going for like, the cheapest I saw was 78, and that was from Singapore. Domestic, it's going for like 100, 90 to 100 and up. Some are 200 plus right now in the new listings. So, yeah, it's having an impact. Now, the Zim, I haven't noticed an increase, but that could be not far behind. Speaking of the Zim, do you have any inkling about what's going to happen with our Zim now that the other one is changing?
I'm thinking they already knew that was going to happen. Is in the works, and why the bank keeps saying they're going to take it. Now, I got to tell you guys, I could send you some articles because I looked at them, and And maybe I'm just technically challenged or blind or something, but there are things that are out, just like the article today talking about the Zim and the exchange and everything else. There are some other ones on YouTube, articles showing the Zim, our Zim notes, where they were saying 100 trillion notes was worth just $50. Not worth 100, I mean $50, period. And I really couldn't find the date because I wanted to see the date on it to see if they were doing that, and they were hard to get. So maybe somebody else actually could know that.
Well, that $50 corresponds to like what the lowest level is on eBay. Okay, it's like $50. That's what I bought mine at. Okay.
Yeah, but if that's what it's selling at, we haven't done anything. I bought my Zim notes when they were $10. So now.
Well, I bought my early ones when they were like
$100.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But everybody is excited that Zimbabwe is excited, even though it used to be, well, it was $25, and today it's $57. I mean, 57 Zim for $1. It was 25 for $1. Today it's 57 for $1. And people in Zimbabwe were complaining about it anyway, but we'll see what it means. It means they've gone away from the auctions. They're on the exchange. It's legitimate. And the banks are still saying they're going to take our 100 trillion note. So that's all I can get.
Well, I'm banking on that being the case, obviously. So, and I would also still like to talk to you about the platforms stuff, Tony. So,
okay. Well, one day I'm gonna call you. Okay, my
hey, don't
we'll
don't
get
concern,
to
don't,
it.
Don't concern yourself about. I know you're very busy, busier than I am probably. But
right.
Yeah. So I just wanted to remind you. And with
all right,
that,
thank you, sir.
Okay.
May all of you listening and you gentlemen have a wonderful rest of this wonderful Wednesday. So,
all right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
404 area code. You are on.
You're
late.
Hi, Tony, and hi. Appreciate your helping us connect the dots here. Your banker personnel on the call on Monday, they were really high anticipation, excited, that sort of thing. How would you compare that excitement level today to what it was on Monday?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for him to call me. I did text him, did ask him the question, so I guess he's pretty busy. I will tell you this, because somebody asked me earlier today too, but Texas is doing absolutely nothing. They're not excited. They're not meeting. They're not bringing their people in. And now, I'm going to say Texas because some other locations are. And it could be just because we talk about Texas all the time. They're going to do them last. I don't know. Or they don't want us to know. But there's so many other pieces of the puzzle that are coming together. We know this thing is where it's headed anyway.
Right. All of the monies that Iraq has managed to come upon from the IMF and other sources, those are loans, not grants. So they are going to be responsible for paying them back, correct?
That is correct. That's why they're not trying to do long-term loans. They want to do short-term, and they think their reforms are going to help them come back faster. And they'll have the benefit of that profit, just like we would in a company or a scenario I gave earlier, instead of having to repay a whole bunch of debt for a period of time and then realize their future.
Well, it would also be interesting that if they have the raise in the currency value, it's going to be easier to pay back on a shorter thing if they have more purchasing power on that. Okay, I'm getting to the point where it's sort of trying to figure out what do we ask now. because Parliament is still in session over there, correct? Any other things that you're feeling that they're needing to address before we finally get to the end of this? From your sources specifically?
No, my source over there said it's going to be over by the end of the month. Now, because
okay.
he thinks it's going to be over. And Kurdistan is not fighting Article 140 anymore. They said they're not even mentioning it in their discussions right now. They're just not.
Mm-hmm.
They're on to getting the reform started. But there's, you know, they still need their money because their people haven't been paid. I tell you, I have a cop in Kurdistan said he hasn't been paid since January. He wants to get paid in July. They want some money to change hands and all, and that's the point where they're at right now. And that's why all these things are changing on the 1st and 2nd of July. Kurdistan can't really change theirs until Baghdad does theirs. That's why Baghdad is doing changes on the 1st. Kurdistan is doing changes on the 2nd. And we just have to see if they actually go through with this. And it should all be good news for us.
Mm-hmm. And it's not if they go through it, it's when they go through it at the end of the month. So we don't want to put anything in there. So 10 days from whenever all of this insanity comes to conclusion, we know that's when our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project is going to be. And we appreciate all of your continued helping us connect the dots on this Well-Found Wednesday.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right. Unmuted.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ray. Tony, this is Buckeye Guy. How y'all doing?
Okay, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just excited to see things rolling. I just like the way things are moving. I mean, and like you said with Texas, they've been blank through the whole thing except for, well, I don't, as far as I've known, but it seems like they've been keeping it hush, 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 hush forever. So that doesn't really determine my thoughts on things at all. I'm looking for where you guys' mindset is. So, Ray, what are you thinking? As far as timeline, you still confident?
I don't think Ray's here right now.
Oh, you can hear me. I was speaking. Yeah.
Did you fall asleep?
I thought you could hear me. I was saying, I'm pretty good. I'm still looking till the end of the month.
I was watching the episode of the one where they did the maple tree. Or the maple deal, like where the show you were talking about, what is it?
Yeah, Dirty Money, Maple Tree.
Dude.
Yeah,
$1,000 a barrel. $1,000 a barrel for maple syrup. So
you know what?
I was falling asleep during that.
Actually, that episode is like, and I'm thinking, these people are treating maple syrup like crap. So, you know,
man.
They're fighting and killing people over maple syrup, taking people's houses and businesses. And I really like when she was standing out there and all the trees had a sprout in a bucket and it's just dripping out the trees. I'm saying this is really unreal. But to think that it's a whole society and billions of dollars for maple syrup, I mean, it's an industry worth killing for, you know? It's crazy.
It is crazy. And I'm sitting there, the one before that was the cartel one. That one really was, you know, because the bank that was entailed in it. But look, it's like, I just think about how long everybody's been in this and all that. You know, think about if some of that stuff would have happened back during them times that some of them banks were doing what they were doing. That could have been bad. I mean, come on now. So everything's working out in the right timing. And like, you know, Ray said, perfect example. I'm going to be Robin Masters. I am not going to own a thing. You know, once I get to the point, once I get past that, I ain't owning nothing. It'll be all Robin. All right? So You want to talk to anybody, talk to Robin and send it through my P.O. box because you ain't getting my address either.
Say, good luck in finding Robin, too.
So what do you think about that, Ray?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
I share him with my brother, too. You just cracked me up with that. That was so, I had to go back and watch one of them episodes. But I was talking to my brother about this, and you think about, like, for everybody out there, like, all through time, at least from the time, really from any time, you look at what all the fights are over. It's all over land and landowners. You know, what you, everybody does with their money is their own thing. But I would encourage people, you know, find land, because land is power in a sense. So it's just my thoughts on things. So, questions for you. You talked to the bank, right, last week,
mm-hmm.
and they did tell you the 137 was the one, and the other one, you said today was 47. You sorted that out, and then he didn't give you on the Zim. I'm reading my notes, sorry. The one thing I was asking about, I was going to ask you about, man, where is it? Okay. When it comes to going in, like as far as like the contract deals, do you have any insight whatsoever at all? Like what length of terms they were talking about by chance at all, any inkling, not like a hold you to it kind of thing. Just like, you know, maybe you heard through the grapevine kind of rumor mill kind of thing for like doing the contract race. I'm trying to make it easy on you.
All right. So listen, first of all, the 137 he said was the rate on the screen then, and he said, I don't know how long it's going to stay up there. So again, I don't want to go with the 137 or 136. Now,
gotcha.
What's supposed to happen in the negotiation is they were looking for 2 to 5 years, and they were looking to give up to 10% interest. And it was renewable at the end of every contract. He said every 5 years because if it's out there at five. But I'm sure if you're doing 1 or 2 or 3, that's renewable also. But the further out, the more you leave, the better the rate. Real simple.
Right. And then, like, so pretty much that money sitting in the bank, you're going to gain the interest off of it. That would be what you would put into your trust or whatever it would be. What you didn't.
Yeah, spend. You know, I told you guys a long time ago, I don't know how long you've been doing this or anybody. I don't plan on using my money. I'm putting my money to work because that's his job. My money works.
Right. Yep.
But I want to use my money's money. So that's the interest that my money is working for. And then I pay the government the interest on the interest. So now I'm compounding the interest. And that's what I can live on, use, do everything else. Because my money is working 24 hours a day. So you have two ways of doing that. Put your money to work, build up your money's money to go out and buy and do the things you want to do, or what people want a lot of others done, get your money, buy whatever it is you want, house, cars, boats, planes, whatever, take what's left, put it to work, and let it build itself back up. Because now you don't need money because you bought everything that you already needed. So those are your two options, you know, of putting it to work. It's up to you.
And like them, this might be a, I don't know who would feel this better, probably Ray maybe, but like the trust that you would have, would that the accounts you have open in your bank, would those accounts be part of your trust, or how would that work? Or would it not be part of your trust? Like instead of being in your name, would it be in the name of that trust? At some point.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or, 'cause, it'd be in the name of the trust.
If it's a trust asset.
After the exchange, we would be able to shift it?
Sure.
Or, okay, that's what I was curious about. Even doing the contract rate, it's because it's staying with the same entity. It's just under a different name.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
And then, let's see. I was going to say that woman, too, that was going to have that guy come in with her that was her boyfriend. Don't do it. Remember a couple weeks ago she was talking about having him come in as a beneficiary or a second or something? The boyfriend or husband was sick, and I'm like thinking to myself the whole time.
The boyfriend that had dementia, or the husband that had dementia, and she has a boyfriend?
Yeah, if she's listening, oh my goodness, I wanted to scream through the phone. I'm just saying. But anyway, get that point out of the way too. And what we got here? Am I wrong? I said you guys can't get in trouble.
Well, let me tell you guys this, because it's the perfect time to do it, because she's listening to me right now and other people. So while we were having a good time with that scenario, and while it was absolutely wild and funny, and I am so, so really happy to see somebody at that age still living life and going out and doing new things and changes. Some ladies brought it to my attention, one in particular named Alicia, and she's listening right now, that, hey, that lady could have had a real life scenario where she was getting out of abusive marriage or this or that or something else. So
sure.
She didn't think it was too funny of us having fun and having a good time with her having a boyfriend and a husband and everything else. So there's two sides to every coin.
I ain't picking on that part. I'm just trying to look out for her on the boyfriend side. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm just saying, people that are in love end up in divorce, you know? So even people that are whatever, just an opinion.
All right. I understand.
And then with the cashless thing, like, isn't cryptocurrency right now, it's pretty much untraceable. And people use cryptocurrencies and they're pushing it big time, like in different countries. You know, it's irrelevant. We can't
again,
do nothing about this.
You know
stuff.
What? And people look at it as maybe it's the future and that they think the dollars are going to go away or something, or that our own electronic system is going to go away and we're going to be left with some cryptocurrency or invisible money that's going to be just as invisible as the dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I know right now is every card I have, every account I have, if I forget my password, I can call somebody. I can put in something that will either give me my password or give me an opportunity to change my password, one or the other, but I get access to my account. Okay. With Bitcoin and others, I don't care how much you have, if you forget your password, type in the RAV password, whatever, your money's gone forever. Offer those services. They don't go in and fix that. It's kind of like when I used to use, Ray, what was that gold exchange? What was that place you used to use? So you used to do exchanges in Florida. Anyway, I can't think of the name of it right now.
Me either.
But
Florida.
They did the same thing. If you forget your password, okay, sorry, your money's gone. I don't care how much it is, it belongs to the company now because you forgot your password. And I know Bitcoin like that, and people have lost it. Like, I can't find it. It's just gone. Well, who gets all that money? How does that happen? Even back then, when it happened, and it happened to me, and I know somebody was saying that, hey, you know those guys are sitting in that office stealing that money. They may even change their passcode. They may have done this or done that. You don't know. There's a lot of opportunity. Well, dirty money. They do a lot of things that they do in those instances that you can't control. I don't like Bitcoin. I told you guys that for years.
I don't either.
Because of the history, I don't like it because I can't put it in my pocket, but that would make it no different than dollars. And I don't like it for a fact. Why am I giving good green dollars to something I can't see and hoping that the price doubles for somewhere I can't even use it? I can't use it in the grocery store. I can't use it in the department stores. I can't live it in life. But I don't know anywhere that takes Bitcoin. Now, I'm sure there are some places to hear about it, but not that I can walk up and down the street and see. So
right.
I understand. I can't convert it back to dollars. So anyway, I just don't see it. And I could be wrong. I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't usually happen that I'm wrong, but I could be.
You never know. Well, I don't want to hold you too long, but the one thing I was going to ask about the ZEM, what we had talked about on the other calls is that that might be like a short or did you say time sensitive thing where they're only going to do it for so long, or it might be a possibility of being revoked, or is that still a worry or concern? Or do you know? And then after that, I'm going to get off here and let you guys get on to the next caller.
Okay. My banker told me to get in there as fast as I can because he doesn't know how long it's going to last or how much they're going to do, but he knows they're going to do it. So he told me with the ZEM, get in here. So I can't say it's a 10-day thing, it's a 5-day thing, or any limit because I haven't heard that. But he did tell me to get in there as fast as you can because they may change the rate depending on how much is brought in and how much isn't. So that's all I can tell you.
Sounds like really good. Well, don't take too many naps. Ray, I would like to hook up with you somehow, like on your classes that you do or whatever, like the online stuff. Is there something you can give me to go to that or, you know, how you do?
Yeah, I'll send something to you.
All right, that'll work.
Okay.
All right, man. You guys
right,
have
sir.
A great day. I appreciate it. I agree with Ray. 40 more years at least.
So
I'm looking for
okay.
another 72. So we're promising
right.
120, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
It's
I cut
120,
myself short.
My friend.
20 years. Okay.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All
have
right.
a good day.
Thank
God bless.
You, sir. Take
all
care. 313 area code. You are on.
Well, good afternoon and good morning.
Good afternoon.
Tony and Ray. Great, great. I know you guys are doing super fantastic. So I'm just calling. I just wanted to ask Tony a quick question. Tony.
Okay.
What I heard you say before in the past, a default rate. What is a default rate?
All I can tell you got to be their bottom line rate. This is what they're going to fall back to. So it's a basic rate, which should be on the dong 47 cent. Street rate, default rate, I think are the same thing.
Oh, okay. So now do you have to have 50 million in the Zimbabwe to be able to get a contract rate with the Zimbabwe, or can you have all of your money together with 50 million?
He says you need to have 100 trillion notes to get the contract rate. Now, I said, you know, yeah, 100 trillion, but I said maybe the equivalent in 50 or 500 trillion notes, I mean 50 trillion notes would get the same thing. I still never got an answer for that, but he wanted that that amount, I think, before they started giving out the contract rate.
Okay. 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 Now, I did see some dong, but it was so expensive. I'm just and you get just so little bit of it for so much money. Is it still worth
how much was
it?
How much was it?
Say that again.
How much was
like,
the dong?
Like 80-something dollars for 100, 1,000.
For 100,000?
100,000. Isn't that 100,000?
Let me see. If that's 50, yes.
Okay. Then yes, 50.
Well, that it should have been 60. $80 for a million, since the bank is selling it for 47. But $80 for 100,000? That's crazy.
But what bank can you go get it from?
Well, you can't get it from any bank now.
Oh, right.
it can't be $80 for 100,000. I mean, it could be if somebody wants to pay it. But God, that's ludicrous.
So what would your return be off of 100,000?
It should be $4,700.
That's it?
She said that's
$4,700.
At 47 cents, she said that's it.
Did you say $4,700, or did you say $47,000? Which one did you say?
Okay, here we go. Let's do the math right here, okay? 10000, 100,000 times 0.47, 47 cents, equals $47,000.
Oh, $47,000.
$47,000.
Okay. Well, that's worth $47,000.
The $80 is worth it?
$47,000? Yeah, of course it is.
Okay. Well, here's the difference. You know, for that same $80 or half of that, everybody else got a million, and they got $470,000 for $40. Where you're paying $80 for $47,000. And you're saying, I don't care, it's still worth it.
But if you can't get no more, sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, that was a good
okay.
deal that we done before. Can't get no more, $47,000 is better than no thousands at all for $87.
You're absolutely correct. Absolutely
okay.
correct. If that's all you can get, go get it, huh?
That's it. Now, one other question, and then I'll be done. What if,
okay.
you know, you change your mind on your humanitarian project and along the way, not along the way, but before you even get started, will that affect the contract rate or would that affect the terms that you have made with the bank?
Well, first of all, are you doing your own humanitarian project or are you doing one with them?
My own.
Okay. So think about it. I'm doing a contract with you. I'm paying you the higher rate based on the information you're giving me, and you're saying this is what you're going to do, and I approve and say, okay, I'm going to give you the money based on that. And then 2 days later, 2 months later, or 2 years later, you say, hey, I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to take my money, I'm going to buy me a beach house. Or I'm going to buy me a new 747 since you gave me all this extra money. Do I not come after you for breaking the contract, void, or intentionally frauding me so that I would give you more money?
Okay. Well, you've answered that there. But people do change their minds. You know, you might find something else that you want to do.
You may. You may have to go back and say, can I apply this? You can't just arbitrarily do it because we had a contract for a reason. And I may say, you know what? You're going to have to give me back this much money because now we don't approve that project like we did the other one.
Got it. Okay.
But I would ask the question while I'm negotiating, what happens if this happens?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds good to me. You guys have a great rest of the day, and next week we'll be in the bank.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Alrighty. Bye bye.
610,
you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Good morning,
hey,
Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic-er, gentlemen. And it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank
You're
you, sir.
Welcome, Ray. All right, Tony.
Okay. 916 area code. You are on.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I put my hand down. He answered basically all my questions. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you,
sir. Thank
you,
sir. Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to have to do it anyway. This one particular person asked me a question earlier today, Tony. And
okay.
They said they weren't satisfied with my answer, so they're going to ask you on this call. And I wasn't even going to let them get through. But then the goodness of me said, let her get through anyway. So.
All right.
281, here we go.
You need to stop your food. Well, hello, Tony. How you
hey,
doing?
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. The king is a mess. How you doing, king? You doing all right?
I'm
don't you push that button,
sir.
Another button. He has a button over there that answers a certain question whenever we ask something. He is so excited to say no to us.
No,
but he don't say it. He got a recording that says no. So I don't want him to push that button today. So I'm not going to ask him no questions because I do not want him. Ray, you going to push the button?
Oh, he got his answers on automatic now?
Listen, Tony, listen to the button. Ray, you going to push the button again?
No. N-O, no.
Okay, then.
Tony, we go through this all day long. I have a headache by the time I get through listening to that foolishness. I'm like, oh, my God. Anyway, I do have a couple of questions. So when we go into exchange and the bank provide us an NDA with, I guess, the contract rate or rates that we get, will each bank have their own contract rate contract? And will it be different from, like, Wells Fargo, different from Chase, or is it one standard NDA? Do you know?
No, I think every bank is going to have their own. It may say the same thing. Well, it was being approved in Washington, D.C., though. And the Pentagon had the draft, so they had to approve it. But I'm thinking they all would go through their own lawyers to make sure that it says basically the same thing. It's a 90-day agreement, and these are the things you can't discuss. But the NDA is with the bank, though. It's not with the Treasury. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's with the bank. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
Hmm.
Okay,
I said
so
that this
my
morning.
Next.
Uh-oh. But anyway.
See there?
Yes,
there you go.
Yes, you did, King. You did. I have to give it to you. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, I do have one more question. So we were waiting exactly on what? Because we know July 1st was a target date for several things, correct? But what really are we waiting on right now? I mean, I know we're waiting for them to finish up all of this agreement stuff. Seems like a lot of the agreements have been made. So at this point, what are we waiting on? Is it more or less an announcement or what?
We were always waiting on the budget. We was always waiting on financial laws to be completed and a rate to be set and agreed upon.
Right.
Which was always waiting on the Kurdistan agreement. So now they're saying we don't care about 140 anymore. We're not discussing it. Not that they don't care about it because it's impossible. Now they're saying we're not going to give you any money because that's what Kurdistan needs until you give us some of the oil that you haven't been giving us. They agree that's supposed to start in July. They're going to go do their exchanges there. They agreed that the new projected rate that Bank of America just put out actually was going to be up to $50 by the end of the year, but $42 next month. So they can use that rate. So there are a couple of different things, and the budget hasn't even been submitted yet, the draft budget to Parliament.
Okay.
But even though we're waiting for all of those things to happen, go into the budget, be submitted, CBI made announcements that they've done what they need to do, and they went through it again yesterday and could change the rate at any time, which means they could still change the rate under the new reforms effective July and put the budget out. Based on the fact that the budget is saying this is now the rate we're going to use. We have enacted the reforms which protect the money. In the next 2 months, we're going to make these changes. So we're really waiting for a day right now and see what happens on the 1st of July.
Okay, so that's what I was trying to get to right there. So with the white paper documents that they have been discussing these last several days, is that more or less superseding everything right now as far as the budget is concerned? And that's why they're able to make a lot of these agreements and laws and all of that, because of this, whatever these papers are saying or what they've researched and put in those papers? Is that pretty much why we can move forward like that?
Okay, the white paper is simply put a plan of action. That's all it is. This is what we plan on doing in each area. This is how we plan on doing it, and this is when we plan on doing it. If we can all agree on this, we can now get started. And that's what they're doing with the white paper, is laying the plan out for everybody, discussing it, making changes, and then saying, let's put this in action the 1st of July and see what happens. Now, on that white paper, is there a rate change? Some people are saying yes, there is a new rate on the white paper.
Yeah, I heard that as well. Because if there wasn't a rate, how would they be able to move forward with all these other things that they're trying to do around the first and the second? Does that make sense?
Well, not only that, but the entire reform, all of it, is based on a rate change, because that's where it's money's going to come from.
Yep, right. Okay, well, thank you for confirming all of those things is what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure to ask you, brothers, because you guys are so smart and everything, you know, so I have to confirm these things with you guys. So.
Well,
anyway,
just in case y'all didn't know it, when you guys be asking me a question, Ray usually just texts me the answer so I can see it real quick. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, all right, then. The little brother. Okay, then. Yeah, normally that's how it happens.
Yeah.
The little brother. Mm.
That's right.
But,
that's right.
That's good. All right, then. Well, you guys make a great team together. So, yeah, that's why we listen every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay, well, I think all my questions are answered. We'll wait till the first, and let's see, what is today? Today is the 23rd, yeah, I think.
24th.
So we only have, what, like
over here.
24th, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
well, we
24th.
Are.
I wasn't looking at my calendar. Watch it,
though. Hey, where's she at? In Chirac? They don't know what day it is now?
No, I'm in Texas. I'm Texas,
oh.
Okay?
Oh.
6 days left in this month. Okay. So, and Texas know what they're doing. They're not saying nothing right now because we know we wait until the last minute. We don't have time for that foolishness. Every day something else going on and knowing it ain't going to happen till the end. We're going to come when we need to come. You know what I'm saying? That's how that works. Hello?
I understand. Texas is always last in everything. So, okay.
We come out right on time when we need to. All right.
All right.
We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 754 area code. You are on.
Hi. Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony.
Good
to speak to you again. To answer Texas, Florida is way ahead of the curve. Chase Bank is blowing up with this. They will not talk to you. They said they're way too busy because something's coming down. So the answer, Texas, yeah, people in Texas are far slower than people in Florida. And
okay. Y'all can debate that afterwards. But I will tell you this, though, just so we all know. Hold on. I know that Texas numbers aren't going up as fast as Florida is with that corona. I do know that. So they're doing something
that's
right.
That's true.
But that's the only thing.
They're doing right because their people aren't going to the beaches like our young people are without masks. That's what's doing it. You don't open the beaches to people in their 20s.
Oh, my God.
The sun has fried their brains and don't think this is serious. However, to get on to a few more serious things, my brother's broker in New York called him and said to him, I have to apologize to you that I did not listen to you 2 years ago and buy the dong and the dinar. I made the biggest mistake. So everybody knows something's going down with it. And as far as dinar goes, last night on one of the conference calls, one of the gurus, his broker had 4 million dinar left. You couldn't buy a million for under $1,500, which is an incredible rate. But to get to my question on the ZIM, I'm holding a 100 trillion note for my son who moved out of America and moved to Thailand a year ago. They are not allowing international travel. So in order, if this happens and he cannot get back into this country because he can't leave there, do I need a power of attorney from him, or how long will he have to get back here to exchange his ZIM?
I don't know how long, because, again, I don't know the process or if they're cutting the Zim off. I haven't been told anything about 20 days, 30 days, anything. I've been told it's getting here as fast as you can, because I don't know how long we're going to do it, but we're going to do it. So I couldn't answer that. As far as power of authority over him or responsibility, I guess Ray can figure it out for you.
I assume it'll still work even over there, as long as the right, as long as it has the forms filled out and the witnesses, I guess it will still apply. But what you could do, ma'am, is check here and see will it be accepted from something that's drawn out of the country with witnesses that are out of the country, as far as that power of attorney, and see will it be accepted here in the U.S. I'm thinking that it will, but I don't know. I haven't gone that far with the legal stuff for dealing with people out of the country.
All right, and I have one more request. I had brought a friend into this, him and his wife, a few years ago. They listened to the calls. Today is his 75th birthday. Can you please play the birthday song for Lewis as a gift from me?
As a gift from you, okay. And he's going to know who you are,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you don't turn.
He knows your voice.
Yeah, he'll know it's me. He'll know the Brooklyn accent.
Oh, yes. Can't miss that.
I wanna wish
right,
you
Lewis.
A happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday, Lewis. Thank you.
Thank you. That's 50 years worth of friendship, so I appreciate it. And
all right.
Hopefully by the end of this month we'll be done. And thank you both, and you have a great day.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
You have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. 619 area code. We'll hear you.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
All right.
Tabula,
how are you?
To the nth degree.
Good. Ray, this question might be more directed at you. If you already have a trust where it requires you to have a trustee to do your transactions at the bank, do you feel that your trustee will be allowed to go with you to the bank to do the exchange?
You need to ask the question, will you be allowed to go to the bank? That's the question you need answered, because that trustee is in charge of that trust. It has nothing to do with you. So the bank is going to deal with the trustee.
So then he better know what questions you want him to ask and all that stuff. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
And he'd have to do the negotiating. Okay.
He would be doing it all. The trustee is the one that is the voice for the trust. That's the fiduciary.
Yeah.
So the bank's not going to talk to anybody else.
I get that. Okay. All right.
Okay.
That was the main question I had. Thank you very much.
All right, sir.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah, we have another 619. You're on.
Good morning. Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey there.
Hey, good morning.
Got a couple quick questions. My first one is with regard to the timing of the 800 numbers and when appointments start. Will they try to coordinate it so that everybody starts around the same time, or is it possible that the East Coast will be able to be calling in and making appointments and doing exchanges while the West Coast is still in bed at 5:30 in the morning?
You know, we've had this debate or question for the last 15 years. And Every time it's been a little different because this is supposed to happen at 2-3 in the morning.
Okay.
It's supposed to happen at, again, 9 o'clock a.m. Iraq time. This was the whole situation. And then our banks were even going to open early starting at 7 o'clock, which would be 4 o'clock on the West Coast. So definitely they had planned for the East Coast to get started first and shut down earlier, right? West Coast, Hawaii, everybody on their own timelines and to go later. That doesn't give them an advantage or disadvantage because we're talking about a couple of hours and the fact that the pool is the pool, you know? If you only have 100 positions, you got 100. We have a percentage of the contract rate that's going to be given out. That doesn't mean the East Coast gets it first because, as we now know, everybody on the East Coast is not going to be eligible to get the contract rate. So they figured they got that out. That three-hour period of time, it'll probably work itself out and for the next 10 days because that's how long it's supposed to last. So it's not an advantage-disadvantage. It's just simply they got rich before we did because they got to do their exchange before we did here on the East Coast. But, you know, I look at it and say, okay, they got that, but I'm in California. I get sunshine 11 months out the year, or actually 12. You know, I get beaches. I get oceans. I don't have to deal with snow. I don't have to deal with crowds. So I get the advantage every day. It's just how you look at it.
Sure. I was just curious if there was a possibility that the contract rate could run out before the West Coast gets a chance. But if that's not a possibility, then no.
Not a possibility. Yeah, that's
okay.
Not going to happen.
All right.
The other question, quick question I had, Tony, I've had a couple relatives and friends that have called concerning about the Sterling situation and whether the money that we purchased or the currency purchase from Sterling might be in fact be real or fraudulent. I'm curious, when you said that you went in and had some of your currency verified in the bank, if you happen to have the currency from Sterling at that time verified, that I could ease their concerns.
I did, because that's where I got mine from. But guys, nobody ever said that Sterling had fake currency, fraudulent currency, anything else. They just didn't like the way they were doing their business. So I
okay.
personally would not be concerned if I got my currency from Sterling about it being fraudulent. That is the least concern I would have. I'd just be concerned if I didn't get mine. Now what goes on if somebody sent their money in and they wanted to get it. But as far as fraudulent or anything else, I would be the least bit concerned.
Great.
But
well, thank you for your time.
You can always do just what I did. Take it in right now. Have them look in. Well, it used to be they looked in a white book because all the banks had a white book, and they look for the seven objects and say, yep, it's real. Right now, if you go into the bank, it's on the computer screen. They can look right on the screen, look at your currency, and tell you if it's real. Or if they don't have a Delarue machine to run it through.
Oh, I didn't realize that was still an option. Okay, great. That answers that question.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Thank you. Well, we'll see what happens between now and the first. Thank you for your guys' time and information.
All right,
sir. All right, thank you, sir.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, sir, it's time for us to wrap this one up. Hump Day Wednesday.
Oh, man. All right, guys, so it's a good day. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 days in a row. Nothing but good news coming out of Iraq, coming from the bank. They're concluding things. They're being transparent about it. There's no riots, people in the streets, and they're still saying the reforms go into effect on the first. We don't know which ones or if they all do. But we know they're working towards a beginning. I'm looking forward to it. I know banks are looking forward to it. and more importantly, you're looking forward to it. So let's do what we can do. We can't buy any more dongs, so I can't say that anymore. So all I can say is enjoy your day and get ready so you'll be ready and not have to get ready. So let's do that one, all right? Have your plan. Failure to plan is planning to fail. Have your plan ready to go. And I mean your plan of when I walk into the office, this is what I want to do and go through it. All right? All right, guys, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. If anything happens, pray or put it in the form, or we'll tweet it out, or we'll do a call. That's what we need to do. But until then, enjoy your day, and I'll see you on Friday. Right?
Okay. And we'll just add to that, if you can't find any more dawn, get some rupiah. So there's still something out there that's available to grab while it's still available. And we'll return on Friday with our next regularly scheduled call. So until then, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
But I came by to let you know that it's gonna get better. To the single parents, go in the room and grab your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your Hump Day Wednesday.